Macmillan Audio presents Ink by Jonathan Mayberry. Read for you by Ray Porter. This is for Abigail Smith, 1941 to 1996. Librarian, reader, enabler of creative behavior, superhero. Thanks for introducing me to my mentors, Ray Bradbury, Richard Matheson, Harlan Ellison, and L. Sprague de Camp. I wish you could have seen what's happened since then. Well, maybe you can. And, as always, for Sarah Jo. Prologue.
Will it hurt?
Patty Cakes paused, the tattoo needle in her hand, looking at the man who lay face down on the table. He was as white and hairless as a worm. She could have lied to him, but she never did that.
Yes, she said.
The man took a long time before he said,
"Good."
Part 1. Welcome to Pine Deep. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. William Shakespeare. All that really belongs to us is time. Even he who has nothing else has that. Baltazar Gracian. 1. There are towns like Pine Deep. A few, but not many. Luckily, not many. 2. Monk Addison rolled off the iron bridge and slowed to a stop on the two-lane blacktop. He sat idling in front of a sign that was mounted 50 feet inside the town limits. His car was a 20-year-old piece of shit that growled like a sick dog, a Chevy something or other, with reflector tape on one of the taillights, duct tape holding the seats together, and an ashtray filled with butts. The CD player worked, though, and Tom Waits was growling at him about chasing the devil through the cornfields. Monk studied the billboard on the right-hand side of the road. It told two stories, one old, one a little less old. Neither knew, and he read something into that. The old sign was an advertisement for the Pine Deep Haunted Hayride, biggest on the East Coast, it claimed. There was some art, but it was so faded that it was impossible to tell what it showed. Looked like shadows in a glaucoma sufferer's eyes. It was the news sign that made Monk stop and look. Someone had gone to some effort to paste a big white banner across the billboard's face, glued it down flat, no bubbles or wrinkles, and then used spray paint to write two words, elaborate, in a mix of Old English and cartoon, 3D with lots of color, like one of the better graffiti taggers in New York. The message was just two words. Go home. The message was obscure, and it was clear. Go home, because this isn't it. The sign was stained from rain and snow, scraped by stuff blown by wind, torn a bit here and there, maybe by birds looking for something to line a nest. Monk didn't think anything torn from that sign would ever make it to a nest, though. The smarter birds would have dropped the paper before wrapping it around their eggs. The dimmer ones might have gotten all the way home with it, then their mate would have balked and kicked it away. Go home, said Monk. There was a U-Haul hitched to the back of his car. Everything he owned was in it. He slapped his pockets for his smokes, didn't find them, and remembered he was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?